helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook for March 22, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. You can join the career discussion by visiting the Career Opportunities forums at forums.friendsintech.com. Today's column, from the archives, Those Around You. First published October 19th, 2001. In the past, I've written about the need to keep certain information, like your drinking habits and emotional problems, to yourself. There was no need to fill in an entire office on your lack of a love life or angry breakup. But there is some information that you can, and should, share with your coworkers, and they with you. Too often, you never get to know the people you work with. Sure, you might know the car they drive or the town where they live, but you rarely, ever, really get to know them. This isn't to say that you will become close friends with everyone in your office. I've considered myself lucky if I can make one long-term friendship from any specific job. You're looking for commonalities here, not love. Getting to know those who work around you can help you perform better in your job. Finding common ground, a love of dogs or cats, shared interest in rock climbing, or anything in common, helps you to understand the other person. The next time you're called out to repair a crashed computer or help them with laying out 300 labels in Microsoft Word, you have something to talk about rather than that darn computer or the weather. Getting to know those around you forces you to remember that they're people too, with hopes, fears, weird little quirks just like yours. Too often, in high tech, you can begin to disassociate yourself from those around you. People become problems to be solved instead of people to be helped. They become entries in your tech support database instead of living, breathing human beings. Take a minute to think back on your last few weeks of work. Are you talking to other people or merely marking off tasks on your to-do list? So, how do you open the lines of communication? Did you notice the pictures of children or grandchildren on someone's desk? How about the certificate for completing the marathon last year? Almost anything can be a conversation starter, even the ubiquitous, "How about those Dodgers?" I'm not talking about depth here. That comes with time. I'm talking about scratching the surface of communication, not jumping into the deep end of the pool. If personal issues make you uncomfortable, ask about the other work they're doing. Maybe they're having trouble using a piece of equipment, or their boss wants them to use a piece of software they know nothing about. Breaking the ice is just that, cracking the surface veneer we all carry around to protect us from the world. Making those cracks can be a little frightening, but it's well worth the small fear and the small effort. There are many benefits you can gain from opening up, the most important of which is a newfound enjoyment of your work. Imagine going to work in a place that contains many interesting and enjoyable people, instead of just a load of complainers who do nothing but take up your time with trivial problems. While that may overstate the facts, I've personally been in the situation of dreading my workday. I know from talking to others that it can happen in the best of companies. Getting to know people also opens up opportunities for you to develop people into partners and not simply clients. People are less inclined to bully you, push you to cut your standard rate, or work unpaid overtime if you've developed a relationship with them. They might even begin to handle more of their smaller high-tech issues themselves, bringing only the higher-level problems to you. Sometimes you need to start talking to people just when you're dreading it most. If you're truly upset with someone, talk it out. If you think they're disrespectful of your work, talk it out. If you hate going into work every day, talk it out with your coworkers, your boss, your spouse, someone. You deserve better than a lifetime filled with dissatisfaction and disappointment. Don't let the slide down the slippery slope into disassociation and misanthropy ruin your chance to have a good job and enjoy it too. Get to know those around you. Make an effort to share yourself with them so that they'll feel free to share themselves with you. Too little understanding between you and the people around you can make life a dismal place. Reach out whenever you can. It can only enhance the quality of your life and your career. This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwright.com/career. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Questions and comments are always welcome via email at career@welchwright.com, comments on the Career Opportunities blog, or on the Friends in Tech combined forums. There you can discuss high-tech issues with other listeners of all the Friends in Tech member shows. Visit forums.friendsintech.com to join in the conversation.